Well, whether it's chugging steamboat, or maybe it's the beautiful Villa Louie in Prairie du Chien, or maybe just reading some more of the tales by Mark Twain, I think we all have an image that pops into our minds when you hear the phrase, the mighty Mississippi. There are so many interesting stories about the river and the people who live along it and the land itself, and so many ways to enjoy it. And here in Wisconsin, we're lucky to have it running along our western border. And Reggie McLeod is the editor and publisher of Big River Magazine with us to talk about the river and about the magazine. And certainly looking forward to your questions and comments and experiences on the river. We'd love to hear what you enjoy about the river and your getaways over there. Or maybe you just have some questions about events or things that are happening over there. Or maybe favorite places to stay or to eat or to drink. Give us a call. Number is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. Or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Reggie McLeod, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you back. How are things over on the mighty Mississippi?
Well, they're beautiful. It's my favorite time of year, certainly. And yesterday I got out of the office for a while and went up to Alma, and I was up on Buena Vista, the overlook above Alma.
And
it was gorgeous. Little breezy up there, but this is just my favorite time. And the river is just,
yeah,
never gets better never looking than it is now. We're kind of in between the water lilies and the water and the American lotuses blooming in the backwaters now, and that's a good time too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know there are people who may not be familiar with Big River Magazine. So talk about it. What do you cover?
Well, we cover the Mississippi River, really the stretch that goes through the Driftless area. So we cover from the Twin Cities down to the Quad Cities of Davenport, Rock Island, and other four or five Quad Cities, which includes the whole Wisconsin coast along the Mississippi River. And we write about everything. We have stories about history and fish and birds and events and environmental issues and development issues and just kind of fun, too. Anything that has to do with the river is fair game for us.
Yeah, and you write a lot, of course. And contributors, you have a bunch of contributors as well.
Yeah, we have writers in the Twin Cities and as far down as St. Louis and in Dubuque and, yeah, all along the river.
You are part of a group that's trying to change things for Lake Winona, which flows into the Mississippi. What's that group about?
Well, that's been very interesting for me because sometimes I get really discouraged about the whole river, and you can just really look at the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico to kind of see that we don't seem to be able to fix that problem, and the problem is mostly from phosphorus and nitrogen in the river, which creates algae blooms, and everyone's got their eye on a big algae bloom over in Lake Erie right now. They cause all kinds of problems. And I got involved in a group that's trying to clean up Lake Winona, which I live in Winona, and it's a lake that is really the lower end of a creek, Gilmore Creek. And when I first moved to Winona about 35 years ago, I used to go swimming in the lake all the time. It was beautiful and pretty clear and cool, and there was a swimming beach with a diving raft out in the lake, and very popular place. And after a few years, it got where people would come out of the lake and pick off algae, and people would get swimmer's itch, and there got to be a number of problems. So there was a meeting of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency here where they gave us a free dinner, which always gets a really good turnout. And we were talking, kind of brainstorming, and someone said, what would it take to make Lake Winona swimmable again? And that led to forming a group to make Lake Winona healthy. And that's after just wrestling with all these huge scale issues of the whole Mississippi River, I find it kind of refreshing to focus on a creek that is all in one county, all in Winona County, And we have people involved in this group who are elected officials and city and county employees and scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey and former biologists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And it's just a very, and some professors from the colleges in town. So we have an amazing amount of human resources on this group. And we've been digging in, and it looks like we might clean up this lake, with the idea being if you clean up all these little watersheds that flow into the Mississippi River, you're going to clean up the Mississippi River. And maybe I'm beginning to think maybe this is the way to do it, rather than to...
One piece at a time.
Yeah, one little piece at a time. Or, I mean, everyone lives near a creek or a river, and maybe they should get together with their neighbors and start looking and seeing what problems they might be able to fix or at least improve a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are, the Mississippi itself, there are always so many ways to enjoy summer along the river. And, well, maybe talk about how you do it, but also about what you're featuring in your magazine that talks about enjoying summer along the river.
Sure. The last few years, I've been doing a lot of paddling in the backwaters. I got a solo canoe, and one trail, actually, probably my favorite trail on the river is just below Trempealeau, called the Long Lake Canoe Trail. And I paddled that three times this summer so far. It's about a five-mile loop that's marked with little blue signs, and you can download a map online if you want to bring a map with you. And it's just gorgeous. I always see eagles. I usually see kingfishers. And, boy, it's not a... Some years there's a big marsh that's just full of lotuses, just acres and acres of them. I don't think it's going to be a real good lotus year. We saw a couple that were just ready to open last Saturday when I was out there. But it was kind of fun because I led a tour group as part of a fun... It was auctioned... It was a tour that was auctioned by the River Alliance of Wisconsin on a fundraiser, and a couple of us from Big River and a friend who leads tours took some folks from Eau Claire out on the trail. And we were on a beach on the main channel, and it was Saturday morning, and there were a lot of boats and people zooming back and forth. And then we just paddled up a little ways and into the backwaters again, and we didn't see any other boats or people the whole rest of the trip until we got back to the landing. And they couldn't believe it. They were kind of, I think we all enjoyed it a lot. And it was so serene and beautiful, and we had the whole place to ourselves. It was just great.
Talking today with Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Join in with your questions or comments or experiences to share about the Mississippi River. Love to hear from you again. 1-800-642-1234. And you've got one of the current stories in the current issue. It's kind of chuckling about it. It's titled A Wheel in Each River. And it's about Ragbri, or is it Ragbree?
Ragbri. No,
Ragbri.
Bree is a Wisconsin thing.
Ragbri. I had a friend of mine bikes that every year.
Yeah, I know a few people that do that. There's a couple teams from Winona that bike that. I've never biked it, but it is actually a bike ride between rivers. They start at the Missouri River and bike all the way across Iowa and wind up in a river town on the Mississippi River. And it's a big deal for these little towns to have, I think they have over 10,000 riders a lot of times. And plus a lot of camp followers that just kind of come along for the party. And that's a wonderful thing. And I've been in those towns when they got there. In fact, I was in Guttenberg last summer, you know, the day after they got there, and they were still kind of recovering. I've done the ride. There's a good ride in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, both these are over. There's one down the Wisconsin River.
I've done that one.
Yeah, I've done that too. And that's beautiful. That starts up by the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and you ride for a week, and you wind up in Prairie du Chien. And it's a smaller group, which
it's kind of nice, too.
Yeah, I often ride by myself, so I'm not looking for the biggest group I can be with when I do something like that. But I had great fun on that. That was very nice, too. And that you get to see a lot of the Wisconsin River that way, too.
Yeah, Grabar, that one's called.
Yeah, Grabar. I'm never sure quite how to pronounce that one, but yeah.
Yes, great. It was essentially great bicycling along the Wisconsin River somehow. I really enjoyed it. That's what, three? I can't remember the distance, how many hundred miles it is.
Oh, I think, let's see, I think 500? It was 500.
500 yeah. miles.
Because we averaged 70 miles a day, I think, for 7 days was the...
Yeah, it's. I can tell you right now, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, some big hills in there, too.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, you've got up around Wausau and then down southwest, there's Wausau. Those Wausau hills got to me.
That surprised me. The big one, though, is always Devil's Lake. Boy.
Yeah, that's a dandy.
Yeah, that's the only place where anyone got hurt. Was coming down the other side, actually, was yeah. coasting down the other side. A couple people got going too fast, and but... Oh yeah, that's wonderful.
There's some hairpin turns on that ride for sure. Oh man, well I tell you what, Reggie McCloud's going to be Lynn and Madison. I hope you can hang on here and the rest of you too. We are going to take a quick look at the news, but I know Lynn has a question about maps, and so we're going to get to her. And we'll get to you as well. If you have a question or maybe an experience to share about the Mississippi River, call us at 800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org or post a photo on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Back after this look at the news. There are a lot of great rivers in this country, but few have the fabled history and image of the mighty Mississippi. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. For more than 20 years, Big River Magazine has covered issues affecting the river and highlighting the countless ways you can enjoy it. Reggie McCloud is editor and publisher of Big River Magazine, and Reggie, thanks again for taking time to be with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I always enjoy it.
Well, Lynn and Madison's been waiting a while, so I want to give her a chance to join in. Lynn, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. We're boaters down in the Dubuque area, and there seems to be a lot of local information about names of different islands and different sloughs along the river. And we have some of the maps from the Army Corps of Engineers, but I have also seen other maps that I think come from Winona University, and I was wondering if you knew anything about those maps, because they seem to have more of the local names and of the islands and things like that as we're traveling through.
Well, I'm not sure about the source at Winona State University. However, in Winona is the headquarters of the Upper Mississippi River Wildlife and Fish Refuge.
Okay.
And that refuge covers from Lake Pepin all the way down to the Quad Cities, so it covers 261 miles of the river. And they have a great set of pool maps.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Show the detail in every pool, and that has a lot of the names, and it marks canoe trails, and it marks all kinds of features that aren't on the Army Corps maps. And you can get those online. If you just Google Upper Mississippi Refuge, you get right to their site.
Okay.
And you can pick up the paper maps, too, at the offices. They have one in Savannah, Illinois. And they also have one in Prairie du Chien. Those are probably the two closest ones to Dubuque.
Okay.
They're kind of phasing out the paper. I think they're going to the digital maps. They also have maps of marked canoe trails. So there's a map of the Long Lake Canoe Trail that I was just talking about, and that has two other excellent trails on there, too, on the same kind of fold-out brochure.
Oh, okay.
And those are online, too, I believe, and they probably have those in some of the offices still as well. And Big River Magazine also has a travel map. If you go to bigrivermagazine.com, and one of the
buttons... Travel map? Okay.
Yeah, right. One of the buttons right at the top, if you click on that, that's our travel map. And we have overlooks marked on there and boat ramps and a lot of features, and we're always adding to it. We do have advertisers on there, too. A lot of them are, you know, offer things to do and places to eat and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, that's kind of information we're looking for as well. So
yeah, and you can use that on a smartphone or a tablet, too.
Great.
As you can the Fish and Wildlife maps.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's information that a lot of people can use. I'm really glad you asked that question and stayed with us through the news. We had a question from Vera. Are there any cruises that go down the Mississippi River that you know about, Reggie?
Well, there are. There are excursion boats in many of the cities that do just short excursions, and occasionally, usually in the fall, they might do a longer one. There's the Twilight in LeClaire, Iowa. There are a couple boats in La Crosse and the Twin Cities and Red Wing, outside of Red Wing, Minnesota. The big excursion boats haven't been coming up here as often. That kind of varies with the river. The Ohio River has been very high. Up here, the upper Mississippi River we didn't even have a flood this spring, so that's been great, and it's really mellow now. But at the Ohio River and below there and around St. Louis, the river has been so high that the excursion boats haven't really been coming up here this year yet. I'm sure they'll be up here later in the summer, and there are several of those. There's the American Queen and Viking Cruises is going to start in a year or two doing cruises, and that's going to maybe be a little disruptive to some of the older traditional excursion boats. But you kind of have to look for those, and I think the Twilight out of LeClaire does a fall excursion sometimes that comes all the way up here, too. But, yeah, the short answer. There are several, and there are eco-cruises, too, now. That's something that's new. There's one in Winona, Dubuque, Prairie du Chien, and they go in the backwaters, and they will show you some eagles and talk about the history and the plants and you know, what's going on in the backwaters and things that you might not notice otherwise. Those are fun, too.
Yeah, really cool. And for the more adventurous and so forth, you can also rent your own. I know I have a woman friend who she and I think it's five other women friends go over and they rent a kind of like a houseboat.
Yeah, there are a number of operations that rent houseboats, and boy, some of those boats are huge. You can get quite a few people on them, so it cuts the cost. You can split up the cost, and they'll take you out and show you how to do it and show you the things that you have to kind of watch out for on the river. Most of them have pretty good training programs to make sure you know what you're doing. I was watching the river yesterday, and like I said, it was really gusty, and I saw one of those big boats going into a lock, and I was kind of watching it closely. But they knew what they were doing. They did a good job of handling it, and that's a great thing to do, especially on a year like this when the water is so low.
Yeah.
There's almost no current out there now because of the locks and dams, so it's only the wind you have to really be careful of.
Talking with Reggie McLeod of Big River Magazine today, you know, and I just opened up the magazine to page 4, which I hadn't noticed before. This is your July-August issue, and there's a picture of Joy Cardine.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have an advertising arrangement with Wisconsin Public Radio and have for a while.
And that's the first time. I don't know how I didn't notice it before.
You should talk to those guys and get your picture on there.
Yeah, well, you know, my picture is, she's a lot cuter than I am. I can tell you that for free. Oh, man. We had comment from our question from Ross. There's a beautiful walk along the river at Wyalusing State Park, the Pioneer Trail. Where are some restaurants with good river catfish in that area?
Boy, we did a story about 2 or 3 years ago in the September issue, which is always our food issue, and we wanted to find that out. And we had an intern in here, you know, working on the story, and she called restaurants up and down the river. And almost every one that she found that served wild catfish was in the Prairie du Chien area, in Prairie du Chien or McGregor. And quite a few of them do down there. And Mike Valley's a commercial fisherman. He has a great fish store, too, where he sells river fish and has smoked carp, a favorite of mine, but also sturgeon and catfish. And he supplies some of those restaurants, but there are other fishermen in the area as well. And we've been kind of pushing that just to kind of help some of the commercial fishermen on the river. In fact, I've been involved with the conference down in the Quad Cities, and they would always kick the conference off with a catfish dinner. And I kind of said, well, why don't you guys serve wild catfish? And they did that for the first time last year. And it was all eaten up, and the people barely touched the chicken. So that was a testament to the quality of wild catfish.
Oh, that's a great story. And you mentioned carp, and I've got to, you know, think back to the July-August issue where you've got some carp poetry.
Yes, indeed. That's the first poetry we've ever had in the magazine. We just thought we'd narrow it down a little bit. And we've done a number of things on carp, trying to get people to be aware of how good they taste, actually.
Yeah, they're really good. I like them smoked.
Yeah, they're great smoked. And the idea came up of doing a carp poetry contest because there always has been a lot of carp art, especially in Asia. And carp is, yeah, I believe, the most popular freshwater fish,
yes,
in the world for people eating. And we thought we'd extend the carp art a little bit. And when we were thinking about that, I Googled, you know, that's the way we all learn things these days, carp poetry, and I found a wonderful poem called The Carp by a Chinese poet who's also an astrophysicist. So I thought, well, this is great. We'll get folks around here thinking about carp poetry. So it was a lot of fun.
Good poems, too. You had some good winners there.
It's interesting. This Dick Stahl is actually the poet laureate I'm not sure if he is currently. He was the poet laureate for the Quad Cities, but the judges just didn't know who wrote any of these poems. It was a blind judging, so they couldn't see the names or anything when they judged them. So that was kind of interesting that Dick did so well in there. But, fun.
Fun for sure. Chris in Fort Atkinson, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, just a piggyback off of wild-caught carp. Are there any river rats left anymore where they live and make their living off of the river?
Sure. There are quite a few still. And a lot of them were on reality television about a year or two ago for a while. It seemed to be a popular subject, and people were calling me all the time to get names of river rats. And there are people who live in boathouses here in Winona year-round, which are basically shacks floating on empty barrels on the backwater side of an island here in town. And some of them have been living like that for 30 or more years. And some of them are young people who are starting out doing it. There are a lot of commercial fishermen all the way up in Lake Pepin, all the way down the river. There are commercial fishermen who, like Mike Valley in Prairie du Chien, who I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And there are some little fish stores here and there, and a big operation down in Thompson, Illinois. They have a number of commercial fishermen working for them. And, there are quite a few. There are people that live in boathouses or houseboats, too, in the summer and just kind of live off the river and just cruise around and camp out and stuff. Yeah, the interesting thing about the refuge, which I mentioned earlier, and I should mention this as well, is in that 261-mile stretch of the river, you can camp in most places. the beaches and so on, and some of the islands have nice shady forests without any ground cover where you can camp. And it's not only free, you don't even have to register or anything. You just have to, I think you can only camp in one place for 2 weeks, and then you can move somewhere else and set up another camp for 2 weeks. So there are very few places in the world where things are that free.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Reggie. Yeah. Oh, man, we had an email from comment from Barbara in Glenwood. And she says, we live on the western border of Iowa and travel regularly along the river, among other favorite places in Wisconsin, always looking for experiences of nature and the mighty Mississippi to kind of inspire and relax us. On one of our many rides up and down the river, we booked a few nights' stay in one of the beautiful Hawk's View cottages up on the bluffs above Fountain City. Yeah. What an experience, she says.
Yeah, that's just right across the river from Winona almost. And I know the guy that built those and has those. And he and his wife also operate a winery just upriver from Fountain City, and they have a sample room there in Fountain City. That's a new thing. There have been quite a few people making wine along the river in the last 5 or 6 years have started up. I think they're a little older than that. And now brew pubs, too, actually. We've been thinking about starting to do some more articles on brew pubs because they're kind of sprouting up near the river as well.
Lots of brew pubs now in Wisconsin, which is really kind of really fun. I'm glad to hear that they're sprouting up along the Mississippi as well.
Yeah, well, the Twin Cities is just a hotbed lately. It's just amazing how many there are up there. But there's one just outside of Winona here too, and of course Potosi is great. There's a new one in Dubuque. There are a number of them in the Quad Cities. And I've always, if anyone hears of any new ones, call and let me know. That's an interest of mine.
Talking today with Reggie McLeod, who is editor of Big River Magazine, we're talking a little bit about his July-August issue, but certainly interested in what you have to say and experiences that you may have to share or questions about the Mississippi and that area of our country. Join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page title is The Larry Mueller Show. We always love to hear from you. So please go ahead and phone or go to our Facebook page or our email. We had an email from Jerry in response to the person looking for a place to eat catfish. My dad's family is from the Prairie du Chien area, and we go back to visit family there. My oldest living relative, a local farmer, always takes us to a small place just over the bridge from Prairie to McGregor. The name escapes me. But
Riverview Inn, I believe it is.
Ah, there we go. Just across the bridge. Keep your eyes on the left side of the road after you get into Iowa. And there is.
Right by the railroad tracks, and they have a very nice view of the river. And they've been serving wild catfish for a long time there.
So there you go. You got an opportunity right there.
Yeah, most of the wild, I think a good, and the reason I didn't start naming restaurants is I think most of the restaurants that serve catfish in that area serve wild catfish. I've had it in 4 or 5 different places, I think.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Tom and DePere up next. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I'd just like to share a story. I was driving up from La Crosse to Winona on Highway 61 in the spring, and I bet you I saw 30 mating pairs of eagles swooping and diving and mating in the air. It was quite fascinating, actually.
Oh, is you know, and that is something where they sort of lock talons.
Yeah, they kind of tumble. They'll kind of play like follow the leader, and then they lock talons and kind of tumble through the air a little bit. It's usually around April, I think, that it happens. I know I was roofing. I used to live down in Brownsville, which is right on the river. in Minnesota, and I was working on a church, little historic church roof there one spring with a helper. And I'll tell you, it was pretty darn distracting because some of us would look up and go, oh, my gosh, look at that. And then pretty
soon we're both on the highway twice.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, man, but what an experience.
Yes, it was. It was just wonderful.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot for sharing that, Tom. I appreciate it. And Deborah from Winona, Minnesota. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to suggest that people who are looking for something to do along the Mississippi try the Trempealeau National Wildlife Area Refuge. It's a great place to hike and bike, and there are trails that go along the river. So, and I think it's kind of underutilized.
Oh, well, Reggie, you agree with Deborah?
Oh, I do. I go there quite often. There's a walk out to Delta Point, which is a great walk, but if you want to see migrating birds, there's really no better place. I've seen flocks of swans coming in the evening. Some flocks have about 100 birds in them of swans. I mean, it's overwhelming. And the Great River Trail starts there, too, so you can just turn in almost across the street from the Hot Fish House there and bike through the refuge, and then on the other end of the refuge, you get on kind of the trail, the old railroad right away that goes through the woods through Trempealeau and all the way down to Onalaska. And that's just a gorgeous ride. That's one of the best rides anywhere.
Deborah, you are right on target. Thank you.
And Perot Park, too, which is right next to the Trempealeau Wildlife Refuge. But the Wildlife Refuge, I bike through there and ride through there sometimes, and I'm the only person in the whole place, which is
amazing.
Remarkable. Yeah.
Remarkable. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it. And Tom and Nina, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. Just a comment. That section of the Mississippi River over there is also well known for a mayfly emergence, the Exogenia bilineata emergence that comes off in such huge numbers, is even picked up on Doppler radar, and I was wondering if your guests had any personal experiences with that occurrence.
Sure, many.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, and there used to just be the one big hatch, which was usually around the 4th of July, and it would move up the river about 30 miles every day, so they'd have the big hatch in La Crosse, and then the next night you could expect it in Winona. But they have to turn the lights off on the bridges because they get so many mayflies on the bridges that cars slip and slide around. They can't steer because they're driving on millions of little mayfly carcasses. I mean, that's the numbers you have. But now, I think, and in some ways, the river is getting healthier. I see hatches a week or two before that and after that. Last summer, we were paddling with a group of people that were swimming across Lake Pepin. That's almost 2 miles that they swim between Stockholm and Lake City. And we started in the morning, and there were these black mayflies hatching.
And they hatched all day.
They hatched all day. I mean, you could see them just flying off, just lifting off the river. It was
amazing. Oh, Reggie, we are out of time. Thank you so much. I want to tell people to go to BigRiverMagazine.com to take a look at your magazine, BigRiverMagazine.com. Reggie McLeod, our guest today, and I wish we had more time. It is one of those deals where you could always talk forever. We never really got into all of the various articles that are in the latest issue of the magazine. So some great history, especially about an event that the Sultana disaster. Oh, my goodness. It's something you would probably want to read. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.